From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Restaurant brands, they're feeling the old real world squeeze.
They are too, but just quickly before that, the Fed in the last 10 minutes, the Fed has raised the official cash rate over there by 75 basis points, which was expected. They're still highly attentive to inflation risks, and spending and production have softened, and inflation, surprisingly, is still elevated. So there you go. Yes, restaurant brands. We've been getting a lot of updates from US companies recently, but yeah, we got this update from Restaurant Brands yesterday, which is a local company listed on the NZX. And if you're not aware, they own and operate Carl's Jr., KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, and they've got some operations in Australia and Hawaii as well. Now, I've always said a business like this can shine a bit of a light on general economic conditions, so a bit of a barometer in what's happening on the ground. And at a high level, total sales for the second quarter to 30 June 22 increased by 10% over the equivalent period last year. So that looks pretty good. And if you look at the year to date, if you add in the first quarter, sales are up 8.2%. So all going very well. But, yes, and here's the but. They've got a few issues. The first one being staffing, and that's not just affecting their business, but it's also affecting their key contractors and suppliers as well. And the surprise, surprise, they've got significant cost inflation across all regions as well. So they've been implementing cost increases where possible. So the sales are up, but those factors that I've just talked about mean that the preliminary financial results indicate that profit, net profit after tax, will be pretty significantly hit. So for the first half, it's going to be between 14 and 16 million. Same period last year, 34.5 million. Now, there's a very big gap between those two numbers. Some of it's explained by one-off income item last year, 11.4 million. But even if you adjust for that, it's a pretty material drop in profit. So there's going to be some big downgrades from analysts now. So the midpoint of that guidance, probably about 35% down on profit last year. So share price took a bit of a hit, down 9.4% yesterday. So it's lowest it's been since April 2020. So yeah, the real world hitting the profit line, Mike.
And also it came to visit Alphabet and Microsoft.
Yeah, so since we spoke, we've had a couple of, you know, lots of companies reporting in the US at the moment. So we'll just try and cover the biggies. Alphabet, which of course is the operates Google. Now we've spoken about Twitter and Snap and all those, and highlighted the expected weaker economic conditions are affecting advertising spending. So obviously very relevant for Google as well. Now their second quarter result came out in after hours trading. The share price immediately popped higher. And if you look at the result, it looks to me like there's a big dollop of relief there. In other words, the market was primed for disappointment. And what they actually got was a slight miss on expectations, which in the normal run of things you'd think the share price would drop, but because it wasn't as bad as they were expecting it could have been, the share price actually went higher. They did see a pullback in spending by advertising, hence a slowdown in revenue growth. You can also see the effect of the strengthening US dollar in there. We've talked about that. They're going to exercise greater discipline in hiring. They also have YouTube now as well, and they did. There's definitely evidence there that the rivalry with TikTok is intensifying. I don't even know how to get onto TikTok, Mike, but apparently it's now taking some business off YouTube. They did report the slowest quarterly sales growth in 2 years. But yeah, the share price has actually gone up.
Okay, and then we've got Coca-Cola came in. See, it's interesting with the restaurant brands, isn't it? Coca-Cola did okay, as did Macca's.
Yeah, Coca-Cola and Macca's, both share prices are responded quite positively. They're slightly above expectation. Got Microsoft in there as well, which sort of echoed a lot of what you were seeing from Alphabet as well. Also, lowest quarterly sales growth in 2 years, revenue slight miss, a bit of a slowdown their cloud business, again impact of the US dollar. And if they, of course, they bought that big Activision Blizzard, the big video game publisher, that's the guys behind Call of Duty, Candy Crush. We're seeing video games slowing there, but their share price up 4.8% at the moment, right, as I'm looking at. So all good.
What are the other numbers?
Right, so post the Fed, I'm just looking at it now, the US share markets have actually pretty much unchanged after that Fed announcement came out. The Dow Jones, as we look at it now, 31,880. It's up 118 points, about 0.38%. The S&P 500, 3,978, up 57 points, 1.5%. The Nasdaq on a bit of a tear. It's up 2.6%, up 305 points, 11,866. FTSE 100 gained 42 overnight, 7,348 was the close there. The Nikkei up 60, 27715. Shanghai Composite down 2. The Aussies yesterday, their share market gained. They had their CPI number. Came in slightly under expectations, 6.1, I think, if I remember rightly, versus 6.3. Their market, share market up 0.23%. The NZX 50, we lost 32 points yesterday, down 0.28%, 11,135. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar 0.6205 against the US, put 8954 against the Aussie, so well under 90 cents, 0.6121 against the euro, 0.5149 pounds, 85.12 Japanese yen, gold $1,721.38, and Brent crude $106.84.
Have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth.